News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The US Navy fired upon and then sent Marines to seize an Iranian flagged cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. And the effect of that has been oil prices climbing again, as it is evident that the strait is not open. Meanwhile, talks are meant to be taking place in Islamabad between Iran and America, led by J.D. Vance on the American side, although Iran says that they won't be party to those talks. Nicholas Hopton, former UK ambassador to Iran and non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, is with us. Nicholas, I assume that is saber-rattling from Iran and that they will send a delegation to these talks.
Good morning, Anton. I think that would be an unsafe assumption at this point. The big question at the moment is the diplomatic process breaking down after a period when we have seen some engagement, albeit without any conclusions. And I think what the US has done in seizing an Iranian cargo ship, not an oil tanker, a cargo ship that was returning through the Gulf of Oman to Iran, leaving aside the question of whether this was legal under the US blockade or even whether the US blockade itself is legal. Leave that aside, but that action has provoked a new escalation in tensions. The Iranian military, IRGC, are claiming that they will retaliate, and they probably will do sooner rather than later. Normally, Iranian retaliation would be proportionate, I would expect, but in this war, expectations are being challenged at every stage. But I don't think it's safe to assume that J.D. Vance will be sitting in a room with Iranian interlocutors in Pakistan in the next day or two, given the backdrop to this situation, although, of course, at some stage, talks will have to rejoin.
Are they not under some pressure to at least make it appear that they wish to continue negotiations?
I think the Iranians have made clear that they're willing to negotiate, but at the same time, they have made also equally clear, and including in the last 24 hours as reason for not going to these talks, that the US keeps changing its demands and is not negotiating in good faith. And by what the Iranians have described as piracy in seizing this Iranian ship, they see this as further evidence that the US isn't serious about engaging in a meaningful set of talks and leading to a deal. And to be honest, from a neutral view, I think one might have some sympathy with that position, obviously not with the Iranian regime itself, but with the argument, because the US has changed its position repeatedly throughout this conflict, its reasons for joining war with Iran, its definition of what the success in the war would look like, what its objectives were. And though those shifting sands continue, and I think what we saw from the talks that did happen between J.D. Vance and his Iranian interlocutors recently in Pakistan were that the positions are still very far apart on both sides, and that the U.S. still seemed to be going into the negotiations with a set of demands rather than a negotiating position. And it doesn't seem that they are, at least in Iranian eyes, willing to compromise in any way. So I think that hopefully that gives a sense of how the Iranian perspective is approaching the question of when and where to join talks with the US.
Now, what then about the retaliation that, as you say, Iran has promised? What options do they have in how they retaliate?
Well, we saw when Iran was attacked by the US and Israel on the 28th of February, their retaliation came in a way that they hadn't done previously. They attacked the Gulf states as a way of putting pressure on Washington rather than directly attacking either Israel or the US at that point. Now, I think in this particular case, because it is a very specific incident of a ship being seized on the high seas, boarded and now apparently in a US Marines custody, I would expect to see something proportionate and similar. The Iranians feel they're in quite a strong position at the moment, which may seem paradoxical given they been military hammered by the US and Israel over the last 6 weeks. But in terms of negotiating positions, they now have a card in their pack, which they didn't have before, which is de facto control of the Strait of Hormuz and control to put pressure on the global economy. That's a new thing. So I don't think they'll want to escalate this beyond a proportionate response. They will want the ceasefire to continue. They do want to get to talks, and I think they expect a deal in due course, out of which the Islamic Republic continues to do to exist and probably can claim victory of some sort. I think they will probably attack a US or allied ship, which they will consider to be breaking their blockade, the Iranian blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, and they may attack it. They may try and seize it, but I think it'll be something along those lines.
Nicholas, thank you very much. Nicholas Hobson, former UK ambassador to Iran and non-resident senior fellow at the Atlantic Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.